Andrew Schneider and KNIAK Roulette Radio. Our continuing coverage of winter sports from Pella High School here with Matt Copeland and Caleb Punt. They're with the NCMP swimming team out of Newton, of course, from Pella. Mac, we had you on a year ago. We'll start with you. First of all, congratulations. What does it mean to be going back to state?
Thanks, Andrew. It means a lot. It's honestly amazing to go back again. We have a new coach this year, so we weren't entirely sure if we were going to go back, of course, and we had a bunch of seniors leave, but we've had a bunch of new people come up, like Caleb, and it's been great just swimming with everyone and working together to get back there.
Well, the guy we were with last year, Eli, graduated, and we're like, well, like you said, well, who's going to step up? Well, we've got one of these freshmen here, Caleb, who homeschools but affiliates most closely with Pella Community Schools, and you're on the team as well. What did it mean to kind of step into some pretty big shoes to fill and to get this relay back to state?
It was pretty good. There were a lot of good people on our team this year and really competed for that spot. But yeah, there were a lot of seniors we had to replace this year, and a lot of the new people really weren't freshmen. There were a lot of people from other grades who stepped in, so that was really good.
Well, Mac, obviously you alluded to a new coach. Coach Warner was a great athlete here at Pella High School, and he was a part of the swim team back in the day and was an assistant last year. How have things changed this year? Obviously, you know, Coach Patterson had some great legacy too, but obviously I'm sure Coach Warner's been a lot of fun to work with.
Yeah, not to throw Warner into the fire or anything, but he's a pretty inexperienced coach with swimming. It's his first year ever doing it or coaching for anything in general. But he did learn a lot from Patterson last year because he was the assistant coach. So a lot of our workouts is him taking those and modifying them to be specifically for us. So that's been working out pretty well.
Well, and Caleb, you're just new to the varsity level. Obviously, you've done cross country and you've been a part of other sports here. How have you grown as an athlete this year, and what's it been like being a part of this Newton team?
It's been good. It's been interesting having a smaller team atmosphere than cross country. We're like 80 people in that, so it's fun. It's interesting going to Newton, though, because like, it takes a lot of time. You leave early, come back later than the Newton guys. But it's a good experience.
We're here with Matt Copeland and Caleb Punt. They're the state qualifying swimmers from Pella as part of the NCMP team coming up this Friday and Saturday. Mac, let's go back to past Saturday. Obviously, you knew, I think, at conference that you had a pretty good time and that was going to get close, but obviously you were able to deliver at districts. What was the race like on Saturday, and what was it like once you knew your time was going to qualify?
It was honestly a really good race. I got in the water right away coming in from, did I come in from you or did I come in from?
You came in from Ethan.
Yeah, I came in from Ethan. So I got a good start off of that, and then I just tried my hardest in the water and got a good flip turn and came back. Honestly, it was great having that lead that Caleb and the others got me, and just maintaining that and lengthening it a little bit was great. And then once I saw the time that and I saw we qualified, I was just so relieved.
Caleb, similar question. How do you think Saturday went, and what was it like to be a part of that race?
It was really fun. It's a really short race, so there's a lot of room for error or very small. If we have a small error, we cannot qualify. So it was good that we performed as we did. It's great to have the team cheering us on. So.
Well, and you get a chance to go back to state, in your case, Mac, and for the first time, Caleb. Coming up this Friday and Saturday at the University of Iowa, what are you looking forward to most about going back, and what are some of your goals considering?
I'm really looking forward to seeing all the times in the various races because they're always insane. People will drop like 5 to 6 seconds in relays or even in individual events dropping a ton of time. Obviously, I'm most interested in the 200 freestyle relay, but I really want to see the 500 because that's what I usually swim in races, and seeing people get like 4:30s or 4:20 somethings is quite insane when I'm sitting at like a 5 something.
Yeah, always someone to chase, right? Similar question, Caleb, what are some of your goals heading into this week with your first state tournament experience?
Yeah, so since it is my first, I don't really have anything to compare it to, but I used to do swimming, so I've done similar things, and it'll be quite an experience just because it's such a higher level. I've never been to a thing where you have to qualify with relays with so many different events and stuff, so should be good. I'm excited to see Finn and Ethan race and their individuals too, so should be a good time.
Yeah, well, it will be a good time. That's Matt Copeland and Caleb Punt. They are the state qualifiers from Pella and the 200 freestyle relay as part of the Newton swim team coming up this Friday and Saturday. First of all, congratulations again, and thanks for joining us, and all the best to you up in Iowa City.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you.